So welcome again. This is for chapter 6 in our series of how AI is getting used in e-commerce. Now, one of the USP of e-commerce and that makes it really the edge is the supply chain and the logistics. The ease at which things come to your house or wherever you have ordered, that is the difference between a good e-com delivery site and a bad e-com delivery site. And like all areas of business in e-com, AI has also stepped in here. Now, where it has stepped in, how it has stepped in, we'll try to cover in this chapter. So obviously, we'll start with what are the benefits of having AI in supply chain? What are the key statistics of AI in supply chain and logistics? Then in supply chain optimization, how does AI play a part? How do you do demand forecasting and inventory management using AI? This element we have touched in previous chapter, but we'll just take a recap once again and link it that how demand forecasting and inventory management plays an important part in supply chain and logistics. How do you use AI for warehouse automation using robotics? And how do you optimize the delivery route again using AI? So an intelligent supply chain can benefit the companies in a numerous way. So why supply chain is important? Because it provides visibility into supply disruptions or demand fluctuations and enabling quick resolution and minimizing the impact. Second, it enhances the ability to meet the customer demand with speed and precision, improving the product availability, and thereby reducing lost sales. And by doing all that, you try to optimize the inventory cost. You try to bring it lower, obviously. Most importantly, from a consumer point of view, a good supply chain ensures timely and complete deliveries, thereby strengthening the trust to reorder again for the customer and increasing the customer satisfaction. And as one of the most transformative advanced technologies, AI are getting used in supply chain management more frequently, and it's providing sometimes a critical edge to the organizations. This is the adoption rate of AI in supply chain globally and what is expected. So you have close to 34%, 35%. But now it's increasing up to 38%. So why it has happened this way? Because the market is growing and it's projected to reach by 20.3 billion by end of last year. The adoption rate, as we have seen in the past in all areas of business, it is growing, and obviously supply chain is not going to be left behind. It is growing at 51%. And customer satisfaction, we have seen in the third chapter where it says the chatbots are leading to 28% increase in customer satisfaction. So AI is reaching there. Revenue impact, Amazon, there is a study which says in Amazon, the revenue has increased by 35% purely on account of product recommendations given by AI. And obviously, the forecast has improved with the use of AI and up to 75% in any supply chain planning. So this is in short the benefits of using AI in supply chain. You get cost optimization, you increase productivity, you enhance the collaboration, you use AI as a risk mitigating tool, you improve the project visibility. And more, and very important, you improve the decision-making process in case you need to take a decision. So we'll go that in detail. So obviously, AI helps you to get a end-to-end supply chain visibility because you're tracking things in real-time basis. The AI has a real-time data of what's happening. It's able to access not only your data, also partners' data. If the partners are there in the supply chain, it is therefore giving you end-to-end supply chain visibility. And that, of course, has its lot of advantages of its own. It helps in improving forecasting accuracy, because you have end-to-end visibility. You are able to predict a little further what's happening, not happening, because of all this combination and the real-time data that you have and the historical data you have, you are able to forecast better and thereby achieve near accuracy in that. Now, by doing all that, what happens is you ensure that your inventory management is enhanced. You know where you need to improve your inventory, increase inventory, or reduce inventory ordering, and so on and so forth. And by doing that, what do? You minimize the stockout option or overstocking. And because you minimize stockout and overstocking, you ensure the cost is optimized. The customer is satisfied, because the customer never gets a situation where he's trying to order something and the stock is not there in the warehouse. So you keep the customer happy, reduce the cost, your business is growing for sure. And because you are using AI in supply chain, your logistics and transportation problems, queries, requirements, you are able to track real time, you are able to take decision real time, you are able to understand the loading factor and so many other things, the time that it will take, the road conditions and whatnot. And because you have so much data, you are able to proactively do risk management. So if you have to supply to a place which passes through, let's say there's a sudden flooding in that area, and you have to take an alternate route, you know that this will delay it by 1 day or 2 days. And if there is some other problems, you need to park it, wait for it, the roads are closed, you will be able to plan it better. And therefore, proactively do risk management. Now, what are the key statistics of AI in supply chain and logistics? This is as per Zipdo.co. The AI in supply chain market, it is projected to grow from 5.6 billion in 23 to 20 billion by 28. What it means is the growth rate, the CAGR, compounded annual growth rate, is close to 28.4%, which is amazingly very high. So therefore, obviously, it only indicates that so much adoption will take place, the AI in a supply chain process will grow. So 37% of logistic companies have already integrated AI for process optimization and importantly for predictive analysis. AI has helped in operational efficiency, like in every area. Once you get it right, it improves the customer satisfaction, it improves your accuracy, predictive accuracy. At the same time, it reduces cost. In case of supply chain, it is able to reduce the logistic cost by 15%, and overall the supply chain efficiency has improved by 30%. By using warehouse automation, you have improved the productivity again by 25 to 30%, and the robotics have taken it, so you've reduced the error by nearly 40%. Now, all this definitely helps to operational efficiency and reduction in overall cost. Now, using of AI, you have also been able to improve your demand forecasting. And it is said that if you compare it with traditional methods, your ability to do forecasting has improved by 20 to 50%, which is a huge jump by all standards. Because of this ability to forecast the demand better, your inventory has reduced by 10 to 20%, thereby not only giving you savings in inventory, taking care that you don't go, you don't overstock something, you also don't stock it something and have a stocking cost, and also don't manufacture it extra. So overall, it's a great productivity improvement point. So they say the Zipdo.co is saying that the warehouse will automate at 35% of the companies already using AI in warehouse automation. And another area where AI is getting used effectively is in the route optimization. So you're able to plan the route of the delivery person or the delivery channel that is getting used. You are able to factor in lot of pros and cons. You are able to predict. and using a delivery route optimization learning, machine learning models, you are able to deliver with the least amount of time and the least cost and in the best condition effectively. And they are validating it by saying companies like Amazon and UPS save millions annually through AI route planning. Sustainability, because this involves logistics, transportation, energy is getting used, carbon dioxide is going getting used. So they say by using AI in supply chain, you are doing 20% reduction in carbon emission. And that's a great thing for climate management. Customer satisfaction. So they say companies which are using AI have reported 6% increase in customer satisfaction. And because the AI powered chatbot handles up to 80% of customer queries in logistics. So where is my material? By when I will get it? All is done by the chatbot. Now AI-driven demand forecasting has, as per Zipdo.co, increases revenue by close to 20% for logistics companies. Now, which are the key areas of AI application in supply chain? So the first area is enhanced demand forecasting. We have discussed this before. So by again, as per Zipdo.co, AI reduces supply chain errors close to 20 to 50%. And minimizes lost sale by 65%. That's a very high, good parameter to have. How does it predict the demand? It uses the historical data. It understands the trend and uses the customer behavior and which customer will buy or order this and thereby come to a demand. And because it is able to predict demand effectively, the companies use that as a base and adjust the inventory proactively, and thereby reduce any stockout option or an excess inventory scenario. And it is said that Amazon uses AI to optimize demand forecasting and inventory management together and save millions of dollars. What it also gives you is a real-time inventory management. So they use machine learning, natural language, and computer vision to optimize stock levels. The AI model monitors the stock movement and alerts the managers when inventory are low, and thereby it improves the turnover rate, it reduces the holding cost, and all of this enhances the customer satisfaction. The AI tools which are commonly there in the market for doing such thing is Stockwise, Smart Shelf, Fishbowl, and many others. AI is getting used in an intelligent supply chain planning. So you use the large data set, you plan the supply chain, and they say the Unilever as an organization has used AI so effectively that it has improved its lead time and product availability. Supplier relationship management. AI is getting used in supplier relationship management, where AI tool or the machine learning behind it analyzes the supplier's performance based on his delivery times, quality, and cost. And by putting a lot of parameters, evaluating a lot of suppliers, it is able to help the organization select the best supplier. And not only that, help them to negotiate better terms. The tools which are there in the market currently, which is getting used, is iVola, Signatrade, GP Smart, and there are many more. AI is getting used again in logistics and transport. We have discussed this before. So it improves, optimizes the delivery routes. It understands the load management, minimum order quantity, and all is done in a jiffy by the AI model, which used to take 2 to 3 days sometimes. And it schedules as per the demand. And also when the fuel prices can be lower or the traffic is less, and thereby it reduces fuel cost and improves the consistent, ensures that you have a consistent delivery times. And overall, it enhances the logistic efficiency across your transportation network. It has AI plays a very important part in warehouse automation and robotics. So you have now AI-powered robot, which kind of picks up the products, pack it out, sorts it. And all this reduces errors, at the same time improve the speeds, and the warehouse is optimized in a better way to improve the workflow efficiency. So the example in an Indian context is that Flipkart has a smart warehouse where every item is stored in such a way that it is able to be retrieved very fast by robots and quickly sent for delivery further on. Delivery route optimization, we have discussed this again in transportation, where even the last mile delivery routes, so where you need to have another shop or a go down to keep the material to finish the last mile, considering traffic, weather and other delivery constraints. All this is done using AI. An example given in this chapter is about DHL, which uses AI for route optimization to improve the delivery efficiency. Risk management and disruption handling. So AI is able to predict disruptions like supplier delay or any geopolitical event that takes place. Thereby, it gives you an early warnings and you can do a proactive response to risk. So if you find that a particular route is going to have some problems, you are able to change the route and inform any delays to the buyer on that route. Or if you find that the road conditions are bad and you need to delay and it's happening very frequently, you optimize by having a go down in that place so that you stock it there, and from there the delivery is taking place normally and then you restock the go down back. So there are various ways you can proactively take care of disruptions and manage the overall risk effectively. AI helps you and alerts you to such thing very fast, and thereby you take the right decision and enhance your customer satisfaction points. It ensures that you have a sustainable supply chain. So it tries to reduce the waste and improves, because it reduces the cost and improves the efficiency. And because we are talking here of logistics supply chain, by every saving that you do or optimize the utilization of the energy source, which is either a petrol or a diesel, you can lower your carbon footprints, thereby play an important part in climate change and reducing the speed of climate change. So as an example, Nestle, it seems, uses AI to promote sustainable sourcing and identify inefficiency in delivery. Let's look at the technologies. So obviously machine learning is a big part of it. So machine learning looks at historical data, it continuously learns, it is therefore used for demand forecasting, inventory management, route optimization, and so on and so forth. The one of the pillars of AI, and this you have to keep in mind for all thing AI, is natural language processing. So natural language helps you to understand the human language, you can interact faster, and you can take a decision accordingly. You can also take text data from customer like email documents and use that to give an output, and it is used very frequently in demand forecasting, customer service and document processing. The RPA or the robots is used very effectively in warehouse, and the normal daily operation transactions like order processing, invoice management, data entry, all that is taken care of with the help of RPA. So the key technologies around it is, of course, computer vision. So this allows the machine learning model or the machines to interpret and make decisions based on visual data. It's used in quality control, inventory tracking, warehouse management, and so on and so forth. And more importantly, in all of this, you have predictive analysis. So using past data, current trends, and so on and so forth, and many other parameters, the machine learning model is able to predict with certain accuracy of what's going to happen today, tomorrow, 3 weeks later, and you can plan accordingly. So it is used in areas like demand forecasting, risk management, and inventory optimization. Some examples that you see of supply chain optimization is Amazon. It uses AI for demand forecasting, warehouse automation, route optimization, and therefore it kind of ensures a rapid delivery even during peak seasons. Flipkart uses AI for inventory management, demand prediction or demand forecasting, and enhanced supply chain visibility, leading to a very efficient operation, cost savings, and improved product availability and delivery as well. DHL has integrated AI for logistics and transportation operation. So the AI powered route optimization reduces delivery time, fuel consumption, and thereby the carbon footprint.